Hi, it's Karen Webster for payments.com, and I'm here today with Chuck Cordray, who is the CEO of Inlet. Chuck, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, Karen. Happy to be here.
Yes, it's great to have you. Let's start with a basic question. Inlet is probably a technology platform that many listening are unfamiliar with. So why don't you first describe the business of Inlet?
Sure. Inlet is, as you said, a technology platform. Our solution is designed really for any business that wants to better reach its consumers digitally. So what we do is, across multiple platforms like online banks and cloud destinations, Inlet would manage the technology and security that connects a company's documents and their customer service support information to a consumer's preferred destination. So the basic business problem we're trying to solve is that paperless adoption has stalled at most companies. And we believe that's because companies aren't really solving the consumer's pain point. Different consumers want different places. That ability for the consumer to choose is an important criteria to really move paperless adoption forward.
Got it. So digital documents, that's a very broad construct. It's everything from bills to promotional materials, catalogs, and things like that. Do you have a particular focus? What area are you attacking first?
Right. Our focus is on bills, statements, and then accompanying things like privacy notices. It's really designed for a company that's already interacting with a consumer. So it's not promotional. We don't do catalogs. We don't do promotional mail. But we would, along with the PDF that is a consumer's bill, be able to support, for example, a credit card company could distribute its bill through us to an online banking site or to a destination like Evernote or Dropbox. And along with that, we would deliver an ad message, so upgrade your credit card to the gold card kind of thing. We can deliver the message and the metadata along with the document. So if a customer has questions about a bill, they know the links and the phone numbers, so they can interact immediately. So we make it a much more interactive experience of distributing a bill and statement to a consumer.
Interesting. So let's stick on that for a minute. So let's say that online bills, which are interesting, I sign up for paperless billing, but yet I still get a paper bill. And sometimes the paper bill is a reminder that I got something electronically and I need to go back and actually take action and take care of paying my bill electronically. So it's belts and suspenders a little bit, but the paper bill serves a purpose. Perhaps sometimes people need another reminder that they got something digitally because people do get a lot of things in their inbox on a daily basis.
Absolutely. Paper does serve several purposes. And one of them, as you discussed, is that there's a reminder that you need to pay. The physical presence of the bill says, oh yeah, I need to take care of it.
Yep.
Our solution does enable all of our partners to notify their consumers, hey, this bill is due. So you'd begin to get that, depending on the destination you chose, you could get that as an SMS on your phone, bill is now due. You could get emails, et cetera. We support out to all of our partners, minimum amount due date, et cetera, so they can then format those messages out to their customers. It's also, I think, as you talk about why paper is still serving multiple purposes, people also like the archivability. And today, going to multiple destinations, not only do I have multiple destinations, the password problem, I've got 12 accounts and therefore 12 passwords to deal with every month. Doing that in one place simplifies my ability to pay, my ability to track. And then we also archive all those bills and statements for 7 years for free. So a consumer doesn't have to worry about, oh, what's the retention policy? My credit card company keeps my statements online for 18 months, but my utility company only keeps it for 6 months. The consumers just get confused. We solve that by just saving all the statements and making them available to the consumer for free for 7 years.
So you're creating a little digital mailbox for consumers that presumably is secure and provides the ability for multiple bills, statements, privacy notices to be delivered in one spot. So rather than my mailbox at home, I have a mailbox at a destination digitally that is convenient for me. Is that the deal?
Yes. And in most cases, that will be a destination you're already using. So, for example, if you use the Amazon Cloud or Evernote, or 4,000 financial institutions are going live with our solution, you as a consumer would see that as new and improved offering from your bank. So when you look at the data, consumers say they really want this one solution, but the problem is it's not all one place that they want it. About half of consumers want this to happen within their bank, and half of consumers want it across everything else. Mm-hmm. So part of what we do is we manage all those connections. So a single company, a credit card company, doesn't have to do a dozen integrations so they can support Dropbox, Amazon, Evernote, banking sites, Doxo, all the array of options we do. One integration into us allows the business to serve its consumers wherever those consumers already have chosen, this is my spot.
Interesting. So we're going to be diving into this in depth at a digital discussion that we're hosting in a couple of weeks. So we don't want to give away everything, but for those listening, what is the one thing that you think those credit card companies, let's just use that as an example of a potential stakeholder here, what is it that they have most to gain? Because people are still going to pay their bills. Yes, they'll save the cost of delivering paper. Is there some other value add that this opportunity provides them that you think they're missing out on today?
Sure. There are several, actually. It's really all tied to having that digital relationship with a consumer. Most research says consumer satisfaction is much higher when they have a robust digital experience. So it's great that there's savings on paper and postage, right? That more than pays for any investments to support the solution. But frankly, the real benefits are having a more robust digital solution. So a digital relationship with your consumer off your own site. So what I mean by that, Karen, is most companies have done a lot of marketing of their websites, and they've gotten a certain reach, 5 to 20% of their customers, in a few cases more. But generally speaking, it's in that 5 to 20% range of consumers interacting with a company's website. Companies know that those are some of their best consumers. Being able to replicate that interaction that happens on your own website on third-party sites like banks and cloud destinations enables a company to really expand that reach of the digital relationship. It brings customer service costs down. It increases satisfaction. There are a whole lot of things that are really beneficial for both the consumer and the company that go beyond just paper cost savings. That's very tangible, very impactful, but really it's a better customer experience that's the driver.
Well, I am very excited to host the digital discussion with you in a couple of weeks, and in particular to understand how your background as the SVP and GM at Hearst for digital media has influenced the delivery of the solution that you just described, because I can imagine many opportunities to think creatively about enhancing that engagement with that organization, with that credit card company, that not only provides engagement, but an alternative business model as well. So looking forward to hearing more on your thoughts on that as well.
Great. I look forward to discussing it more with you.
Well, listen, Chuck, thanks very much for giving us a little insight into what we're going to be talking about very soon. Thanks for your time.
Great. Thanks, Karen.